All right, you. Take a break. You're gonna break that punching bag. Again.
You wouldn't have to worry about the bag if you just let someone on the team be my sparring partner.
You know it's not that simple. Everyone here wants to place at the tournament unbruised, and you... Well...
Look, it's not my fault that none of them can block a hit properly. They might learn if they actually ball up and step up.
Cool it. You know, you're the strongest fighter here. Anyone who spars with you won't last long in an actual fight.
Then don't complain if you have to keep ordering punching bags. Maybe you'll get a discount in bulk order.
Hey! Huh? Who are you?
Hey, how'd you get past security? This is a private gym. You asked nicely. Are you for real?
Look, I don't know who you are, but we're in the middle of training for... You know. Well, then I'm sure you understand why I can't just entertain anyone walking in for no reason. Huh? You wanna what?
You wanna join the boxing team? Really? I have never seen you before, but I mean, you look like you could throw a couple punches before getting your teeth knocked out. What's the harm?
I'm sorry. Are you the manager now?
Oh, lighten up. We have an empty spot on the team anyway since Brian left to be a family man with his weird wife. We should let him in. What do we got to lose?
Listen, I appreciate you coming in and stuff, but this is just a little too forward. You know, this isn't some Hallmark movie where some random rookie joins a fight club and learns a lesson of morality at the end. This is a legitimate boxing team. And if you're serious and wanting to join, there's paperwork you gotta fill out.
Oh, don't be such a killjoy. You haven't even seen them fight. Let them jump into the ring and we'll test them. I'm a little curious myself. Huh? You just hopped right in here. Oh, shit, all right. You mean business, huh?
Hey, hold it. No, we are not just randomly letting people jump into the ring to fight.
Why not? They consented clearly, so they want to fight.
You think that'll hold up if a lawsuit comes around? Okay, you're eager, sure. I can get behind energy and eagerness, but rule one in my gym, clearance first. Donnie, give me the clipboard.
Ugh, come on. Wake me up when you're done signing stuff.
Keep your gloves on. It's just one form. Thanks, Donnie. All right, here. Basic consent form. You sign it, and you can fight in this ring. Just this ring. Step out, and your permissions are void. Gotta cover my ass, you know? You literally just walked in here. I'm not letting you fight anywhere in here without your signature dried on the line. So, sign.
Sheesh, you really want to fight that badly, huh?
Clearly. I'll take that pen, thank you. Now, I assume you have your own gloves? You actually have your own gloves.
Ooh, they look worn too. What team did you fight before? No one? Really? Those are your gloves, right? Yeah, so why do they look so worn out? You've clearly used them before. You train alone? Huh.
So you've never joined a boxing team before? You just, what, solo box for fun or something? You want to try your luck in the tournament? I see. So you thought to ask if there was a spot on the team.
I like them. Gotta take bold risks once in a while. That's gotta say something about their skill.
It can say quite a lot. So, how about this? We see how hard you punch first. Might as well see your punch force. Here, let me put these on. Ah, there. These are sensor mitts. They measure punch force. Miss Eager here, for example, can slam a right hook with around 1,000 newtons of force.
Be careful, or I'll knock your teeth out.
Nevertheless, it just measures how hard you punch. Easy, right? All right. Hard as you can, in the mitts. Oof! Shit. Ah, good job. Let's see.
Okay. Now I want to fight you. Not going to lie.
Cool it. Their punch is only around 700 newtons. Impressive, but you'd knock them flat. Yeah, you heard me. 700 versus 1,000? I'll place a bet on the bigger number doing more damage.
I mean, to be fair to the new person, just because you can throw a hard punch doesn't mean it'll land. What do I mean? Well, just because I can knock your teeth in doesn't mean it'll happen if you're fast enough to dodge the hit.
And I can see where this is going a mile away.
Can you blame me? They just walked in, jumped in, ready to fight. Even signing your form and getting their punch measured. They clearly want a sparring partner, and I'm the perfect fit.
You want to kill them? Ew! Do you want to die?
I'm not going to kill them, dude. It's a sparring match, not Fight Club.
Hey, we don't talk about Fight Club. What? No, there's no Fight Club.
Not the point! They look like they can handle a fight, so why not? They haven't officially joined, and if they do, they'll know what they're getting into. Win-win.
You are absolutely psychotic. Fine, do whatever. You're in the ring, you accepted the conditions. Have at it.
Finally. Hey, listen. I don't know who you are, but you seem like a cool person. And I know we just met, but don't hold back, all right? I want to see what you got, okay? Missed. Here. Ooh, you're quick. Nice block. Try this. Good dodge.
Knock it off or you'll bite your tongue off. You didn't put your damn mouth guard in.
We'll be fine. What's a fight without a little risk? Fuck, come on.
Hey, just keep your hands up. Let her exhaust herself. One hit, you'll lose a damn eye.
Oh, now you're giving tips to them? See? You like them already.
Not about liking them. All about wanting them to live.
Oh, they'll be fine. Won't you, newbie? Gotcha. Punch in the side. Damn. You got me good in the jaw. Nice swing.
All right. Enough. Stop. A hit each should be well enough for a first spar, right?
You call that a sparring match? That's just saying hello. Hey, you. I like you. You're pretty damn good. The hook actually stung a little. Hey, we should let them in.
Can I at least figure out who the hell they are first? So, you can fight, sure. You got some technique, but that didn't come from nowhere. You mentioned solo training.
You got a private trainer or something? No? You learned boxing all on your own? That's pretty neat if true.
It could be, but I'm only a little convinced.
What do you mean?
That left jab of yours. I recognize the technique. You want to tell me where you learned that? I figured.
Figured what? What are you talking about?
You trained at a Jackson, didn't you?
Wait, Jackson? The Jab Jackson? The guy with the 2,000-pound punch?
The one and the same, am I right? Uh-huh. Did he train you privately, or were you part of his little fan club trainees? Privately? Huh. You must be pretty important to have gotten such a privilege.
Wait. You trained directly with Jab Jackson? What is he like? Did he show you his punch, or did you mimic it? Has he punched you before?
Hey, chill out! You're practically drooling. So, you trained with Jackson, and now you want to join a boxing team. Why not join his team? If you were trained by him, surely you would have been given a place.
What do you mean you didn't belong there? Huh? They didn't want you? How could they have not wanted you on board? Your punch is pretty damn strong, and you've trained with practically the best.
The team shunned you for training with Jackson directly. Huh. Figures. His team always seemed cocky as hell, but I'd have thought that it was just Jackson's fame that boosted their egos. I guess they themselves just aren't good people.
Man, screw those guys. They win the tournament every year and wind up being slammed down by the state champion each time. They got some nerve acting high and mighty to deny you a spot.
So now you want to try to get into the tourney on your terms by joining our team. Well, this changes things a bit.
This doesn't change anything. They're a solid fighter with a resume to boot. Why not let them in?
Does Jackson know you're here? He told you to come here. Asshole.
Yo, did you just call Jeb Jackson an asshole?
Yeah, I did. I got the right to. He sends his secret protege to my gym after he... Never mind. Listen, you want to join the team? I got a couple of rules you better agree to follow.
Wait, you're letting them join for real?
Maybe. Let me finish, jeez. The rules. One, clearance first. You'll sign a bunch of legal paperwork, and every day you sign in with Donnie in the front. Business crap. I'm sure you know the deal.
It's just a couple of medical forms and background checks.
Two, hygiene. I don't care how hard you train or how long. You walk in clean, you walk out clean. Showers are in the locker rooms, and I will not have people saying my fighters reek in the ring.
Honestly, the easiest rule.
Last, you show up to mandatory training days like today. You'll get a month's schedule 2 weeks in advance. Got an emergency? Call it in. But don't expect to fight in tournaments if you fall behind.
Yeah, so you're in? We'd love to have you. Well, I certainly will.
Yeah. What do you say? Agree to these, and I'll see if I can get you into the tournament.
With a punch like yours, it's practically guaranteed.
It's all up to you.